The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, I am Avra Lewis with the North Carolina Reading Service, and for the next half hour, I will be reading to you from Essence Magazine and BlackEnterprise.com. The first article is titled, Former Pro Basketball Player Finds Success in Educational Franchise Industry with Snapology. Child enrichment programs are one of the fastest growing franchise opportunities around, from tutoring, swimming, painting, and sports to math, robotics, and coding. Parents are always looking to improve the lives of their children while entertaining them at the same time. Regarding education, STEAM, science, technology, engineering, art, and math programs have become very popular in the past several years since the framework was introduced in 2006. Snapology franchise, founded in 2010, provides educational play to children using Lego bricks, K-Next technology, and other interactive mediums, offering classes, camps, scouting events, birthday parties, play dates, and customized events. Ranked number one in the children's enrichment category and part of the Unleashed Brands family, Snapology believes that children are meant to learn through play. Mike Robinson was born and raised in Chicago and went to school in Michigan. After school, he had the opportunity to play professional basketball in both Europe and South America for a few seasons. Following his sports career, Robinson became a financial planner with Edward Jones. I was a hot shot broker, but all along, I just didn't feel like it was much of an inspiring career choice. Throughout this time, I had been working with kids at several basketball camps and programs, which was still my passion. When COVID hit in early 2020 and everything was suddenly shut down, I had no idea what to do next. It took months of prayer and reflection on my situation to realize that whatever it was I was going to do, I wanted to continue having the opportunity to work with kids. Robinson tells Black Enterprise. Like many others, Robinson used the downtime that the pandemic provided to explore other business opportunities. Franchising really appealed to me because I didn't want to start all over again with something from scratch. There were so many choices. I narrowed down my search to franchise opportunities where I'd have the opportunity to continue working with kids. Soon I stumbled upon Snapology, he said. What really got me was the affordability of the opportunity. Under $50,000, it checked all the boxes I was looking for at the time. In May 2021, Robinson opened his first Snapology in Evergreen Park on South Side of Chicago. In just 2 short years, he's now running 25 to 30 programs every week, reaching anywhere from 400 to 5,500 children. When asked by Black Enterprise the biggest surprise regarding the business, Robinson shared his amazement at the high demand for their services from schools. Perhaps surprising to Robinson, however, statistics show that children have fallen behind in learning due to COVID school closures. As cited in an ABC News report in early 2023, children lost out on about one-third of what they usually have learned during the academic year from 2020 to mid-2022. This educational setback has prompted schools and school districts to actively seek external resources to supplement their existing curricula and help students catch up and excel. Snapology is among the programs making a substantial impact in this regard. While building his Snap technology franchise, Robinson faced and overcame challenges. Just getting into the schools was tough. Our efforts through social media were slow, so we decided to go straight to the schools and introduce our programs. His best advice for aspiring entrepreneurs who are considering starting a business or investing in a franchise is do your research, have faith, work hard, and believe you offer the best service around. Robinson is very happy with his choice of the Snapology brand. The income is very nice, but what's most important to me is how rewarding it is to be a Snapology owner and bring all of this wonder to kids. I get such satisfaction and joy from helping kids, watching them learn and grow. Many of the children we work with come from very underprivileged communities, which is an added benefit in the rewards category. He continued, these programs are literally enriching their lives, giving them opportunities they may not otherwise have had. And that's something I know a little bit about because that was my own story too. I was raised very similarly. You know, when I was a broker, the reward was simply financial in nature, not emotional. But with Snapology, it's both financially and emotionally rewarding. A real win-win. It's meaningful, and that's something you can't assign a dollar value. With Robinson's success so far, he's already making plans to grow. The amount of training and support we get from Unleashed Brands is unmatched, and it inspired us to expand our business ownership by adding another Unleashed Brands concept to our portfolio, Class 101, which opened earlier this year in June, he said. He added, Class 101 is a national college planning franchise that helps high school students get into colleges that are perfect for them and qualify for higher amounts of scholarships and financial aid while doing so. Now our help, coaching, and mentoring of kids will go well past their early years into college preparation. The next article is titled, Here's How to Build a $10 Million Business. Getting past $1 million in revenues is a goal that most entrepreneurs would love to achieve, and one that frequently remains as elusive as it is attractive. But if your business can make it to $1 million and reach a level of sustainability, it will have a much higher chance of survival. Better still, you can grow your business to reach the $10 million revenue mark. Getting over the $10 million hump in our business has taken some time and has not been an overnight process, as some might think. Nicole Smart Ceres, the former vice president and co-owner of Star Staffing. We work tirelessly on repositioning ourselves in the market and becoming known as an industry leader. In 2 short years during the recession, we broke our company's sales and profit record. We had finally exceeded the $10 million hump that seemed so hard to get past years before, and have continued to increase our profit each year since. Smart Ceres received the 2015 North Bay Journal 40 Under 40 Award, recognizing business leaders under the age of 40. In addition, she offers 5 tips to help steer businesses in the right direction and with time over the $10 million hump. First, hire talented, driven people. It may seem like a no-brainer, but the quality of your staff reflects your company. Aim for people who are more talented at what they do than you are at what you do, and you'll be on the right track. Spend time hiring candidates who add to both your business and your company culture. Focus on hiring people with a can-do attitude over flawless experience. Candidates who are engaged and willing and able to tackle any challenge can be more teachable and bring valuable energy. Find your uniqueness is the second tip. Think about what will set you apart from your competition. For us, it was personalization. I spent a lot of time closing every deal that I had the opportunity to, and for each deal, I put together a unique proposal for that client. I researched each business inside and out to truly understand their needs. I focused on providing a personalized approach to everything we did. It really set us apart from other agencies, explains Smart Ceres. There is no one size fits all for clients. Thirdly, remember, marketing and networking go hand in hand. My goal has always been to like Starbucks on every corner. While we can't have an office in every location, we can use mobile signs, flyers, and so on. Notes Smart Ceres, spend at least 1 hour a day on social media, growing your network, and strategically connecting with leaders. Your target audience should dictate where you spend your time, and there's ample research out there to help you determine which social media tools to focus on. Next, listen to feedback. Your employees, clients, and community members are your single biggest asset. Your staff will have some good ideas. Listen to their input, ask questions, and consider any angles you have missed. We use a suggestions form on our website that we ask all staff and employees to fill out. You can make yours anonymous for more candid suggestions. Smart Ceres says some of the most innovative solutions have come from surprising market pressures, and when you're open to feedback, you will be better prepared to act before anyone else can. Next, stay true to your vision. While feedback is invaluable, don't let naysayers sway your ultimate vision. While we would ideally like for everyone to be in agreement, we don't make decisions based on consensus. Instead, we want to disrupt our industry, and that means breaking the change barrier. Your clarity of vision will guide your hard work right on past the $10 million mark. Write down your goals and put them where you will see them every day. Make sure your entire staff knows the direction in which you are heading. This way, everyone is working toward the same goal. The next article is titled, NFL Makes History in Chargers Raiders Game with All Black Officiating Crew, including 3 women. NFL history was made during Thursday's game between the Las Vegas Raiders and the Los Angeles Chargers as referee Ronald Torbert captained the first all-black on-field and replay crew to officiate a game. In addition to being an all-black crew, The Athletic reports the officiating team included 3 women, with Maya Chaka serving as the line judge, Artenzia Young Ziegler as the replay official and Desiree Abrams as the replay assistant. The crew called a combined 10 penalties for 95 yards in the game. The NFL has boasted its diversity and inclusion efforts in recent years and announced during a media session earlier this month on its DEI efforts that 51% of NFL club personnel are people of color and women, the most in league history. Today, the NFL has 9 full-time black general managers, 5 full-time black team presidents, and 4 head coaches, including Raiders head coach Antonio Pierce, who guided his team to a 63-21 victory Thursday to give the team a 6-8 record this season. The first NFL game to be officiated by an all-black crew was on November 23, 2020, when the Tampa Bay Buccaneers hosted the Los Angeles Rams. Jerome Boger led the 7-man officiating crew for the game. It included Barry Anderson, umpire, Anthony Jeffries, side judge, Carl Johnson, line judge, Julian Mapp, down judge, Dale Shaw, field judge, and Greg Steed, back judge. The NFL's first black referee was Johnny Greer, who was promoted from field judge in 1988, 68 years after the NFL's first season in 1920. Sarah Thomas became the first female to work as an on-field official in 2006, 99 years after the league's first season. We are focused on working with the clubs to improve diversity up and down the ranks of the NFL in their organizations. Jonathan Bean, the NFL's senior vice president and chief diversity and inclusion officer, said during the media session, "It's really the humans to human connection and building relationships that hopefully are long standing." The next article is titled, "Anticipated Rent Decrease in Multiple U.S. Cities Due to Approaching Oversupply, Reveals Real Estate Report." Rent is expected to see a bit of a reduction in some cities in 2024, according to a report from The Hill. A survey of 100 cities' rent prices conducted by Zumter indicates that 55% of those cities have experienced a drop in rent compared to cost from last year. Even though this is a handful of cities, the report nonetheless predicts that rent prices will continue on a downtick for most of the first quarter of 2024. Zumter found that more apartments are being built in cities in various regions. According to Zumter CEO, Denver, Las Vegas, and Salt Lake City are about to experience a jump in vacancies, which will lead to lower rent prices. Several cities in the Intermountain region are nearing oversupply. We expect prices in these cities to fall more quickly than the national average. Texas cities like Dallas and Austin will also experience some measure of rent price relief due to their insistence on building multifamily unit housing even during the pandemic, as the report reads. This trend is most pronounced in some of the pandemic's most popular Zoom towns, including Phoenix and Austin. Texas cities, especially Austin and Dallas, have been extremely bullish in bringing new family developments to market. In the Midwest, where cities were a little less remote, work-friendly, Rent prices are in a holding pattern but have been attractive for those looking for a slower, more affordable way of life. Likely, this is in reference to East Coast cities like New York, whose rent prices are almost always high due to a lack of space for housing, which puts a premium on any available units. According to the report, the median price of a one-bedroom in the Big Apple is $4,100, while a two-bedroom apartment will generally cost $4,800. Though this is good news for renters, the housing market in general is still a driver of the current inflation crisis. The next article is titled, Earth, Wind, and Fire's Philip Bailey Launches Fundraiser in Support of National Adoption Month. Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind, and Fire is using his Music is Unity Foundation to launch a fundraiser for foster youth in honor of National Adoption Month. The renowned singer, songwriter, and percussionist, hailed as an early member and one of the two lead singers of the Grammy Award-winning band Earth, Wind, and Fire, launched Music is Unity, MIU, in 2007 to focus on youth aging out of the foster care system. Since its launch, MIU has offered supportive services to over 23,000 youth who are emancipated from the U.S. foster care system each year. With his latest fundraiser, participants with a donation over $50 were given a chance to win an experience at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas and watch Earth, Wind, and Fire perform live and attend a meet and greet. In addition to attending the performance by the iconic group, the winner will also receive a complimentary two-night stay at the Venetian Resort Las Vegas. It's a labor of love for Bailey, who launched the foundation with his daughter as a well to help the often overlooked youth who age out of the foster care system. They need everything from basic necessities to just anything that anyone would need at that age, 18 years old. So a portion of our proceeds, our ticket sales, go to Music is Unity. The foundation provides grants to nonprofit, community-based organizations, and agencies that service foster youth. This time around, MIU partnered with the Drum Workshop, Inc., the Purple Project, and the Felix Organization to provide music services along with free TED Talk style workshops about future planning, careers, safety and health, self-care, and relationships. Well, of course, we want people to donate so that we have funds to help organizations that are helping foster youth as they age out, he said. Bailey has been able to build close bonds with some of the youth who've benefited from MIU's services. There's even one alumni who has gone on to open for Earth, Wind, and Fire on tour. Well, it's been fun to get to make relationships with former foster youth such as Gian, he shared. He was a former foster youth, and he's now a father, a husband, a producer, a writer, and a performer. And we met him doing this. And so the last couple of tours, he's opened for us in several markets. The next article is titled, Preserving History, Colorado Historians Seek Recognition for Green Book Sites. In a report by CBS Colorado, a dedicated group of historians in Colorado is working to ensure that Green Book sites receive the recognition they deserve. from the state and national registers of historic places. History Colorado, taking the lead since January 2023, has initiated community meetings to engage residents, allowing them to contribute insights, suggestions, and information about Green Book sites. In the 1930s, Victor Green, a black mail carrier in Harlem, faced persistent racism during his travels across the United States. His frustration led to the creation of a groundbreaking guide in 1936, the Negro Motorist Green Book, aimed at assisting black travelers in finding safe spaces. This guide became a crucial resource in navigating a racially divided America, according to the outlet. Terry Gentry, engagement manager for Black communities at History Colorado, highlighted the importance of this initiative. This is offering a perspective on history that a lot of folks aren't aware of. It helps to understand part of that story with travel and some of the experiences that we had, she stated. The project, supported by an underrepresented community grant, aims to document these historically significant sites, preserving a crucial aspect of American history. Gentry emphasized the role of Green Book sites for Black families and communities during their travels. They were safe spaces for our family members and community members when they were traveling around the state, she explained. Reflecting on her own family's experiences, Gentry expressed a personal connection to the project. I want to celebrate who they are and showcase the work that they've done to make our community a place and space, she said. This effort goes beyond documentation. It is a tribute to the resilience and contributions of Black communities. Madeline Hillman, a graduate student in Indiana University, Purdue University, Indianapolis, reported that Green made his guide nationally available and affordable, responding to the high demand for this essential resource. The guide was distributed in Black churches and gas stations, reflecting its widespread impact. As Colorado historians strive to secure recognition for Green Book sites, they embark on a journey to ensure that these vital pieces of history are remembered. The next article is titled, Former Black Special Ed Student Who Graduated with 1.8 GPA is Now a Best-Selling Author Therapist. Ronnie Sidney II, who spent 7 years in special ed and graduated high school with a GPA of 1.8, is now a licensed clinical social worker, therapist, best-selling author, and entrepreneur. He also went on to earn a Bachelor of Science degree in Human Services. After that, he earned a master's degree. Well, we have run out of time for today's episode of Essence. We hope you enjoyed it and be sure to listen next time. I am Avra Lewis, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Essence is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call us at 919-832-5138. That number again is 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.